23 to 8. Nice to have your company here on Summer Breakfast. You're with Matt Nevitt and my good friend Matty Stewart, the racing editor, is here in the studio as well because we're going to have a chat to the chairman of the ATC, Matthew Peter McGoran, about this incredible story which broke yesterday afternoon, which caught a lot of people by surprise. In that racing will cease at Rose Hill Gardens.
Huge story, and it made me think of the parallel story of Sandown. You know, what's required to sell a racetrack that has members? It seems as though in the situation with Rose Hill, it probably doesn't require a member vote, so to speak. And it's a big brand track, Rose Hill, too. Like, it's like Randwick. You're huge wagering. If you take Rose Hill out of the picture, where do you go to make up the wagering void? So many questions to be asked. But as Richard Freeman said, a lot of water to flow under the bridge. There's change of governments, there's just simply the long timeline where anything can get in the way. But for now, it's a huge story because this is the home of the Golden Slipper. So this is a signature track and it's got seven trainers, all of varying degrees of size, but some really big as well. So there's a lot of moving parts.
Yeah, and as Richard Freeman said, some of the details are still very sketchy at the moment. So Peter McGoran might be able to help clear up a couple of things. And he joins us on the line. Morning to you, Peter. How are you?
Good, Matt.
Hey, just tell us a little bit around what exactly decisions have been made and why you've made them. So which decisions have been made in regards to closing Rose Hill and options beyond that?
We've executed a memorandum of understanding with the government so that there's high-level agreement on the future sale of Rose Hill and the transfer of or access to Horsley Park for a new training centre. It's non-binding on both parties. Now we proceed to what's called an unsolicited proposal, and that will take much of 2024. I wouldn't expect our unsolicited proposal to be finalised until towards the last quarter of next year. In that, we have our detailed negotiations with the government on all of the financial matters and the finalisation of Horsley Park, which is a deal breaker for us. Obviously, if we can't establish a new training centre, which is only a 20-minute drive from Rose Hill, then we won't be proceeding. During those negotiations, there are a number of off-ramps. So a final binding decision awaits us towards the end of next year.
What's the benefit to New South Wales racing, other than the obvious financial windfall, and that's a big benefit, of selling Rose Hill, which is the number two track? It's a big gap between Rose Hill and Canterbury, which has always been touted for sale. It's a big brand wagering track. It'd be akin to the Melbourne Racing Club selling Caulfield and keeping Sandown, doing the reverse of what may happen there. Does New South Wales racing think it can do without Rose Hill?
Not permanently, no. But we have a vision for the club and for Sydney racing. And it's the amount of money that the land sale brings about that allows us to bring the vision to reality. Now, there's a number of pressures on the wagering dollar. Cost of living, government restrictions on advertising, a degree of social stigma amongst some in the community, particularly young people, towards horse racing. The wagering dollar is just going to be more and more pressured in the future. And we have race courses like Canterbury and Warwick Farm and a training stabling precinct at Randwick, which in 10 or 20 years will not be up to standard. What you're seeing at Randwick's training facilities, particularly the stabling and the spectator facilities and the course designs of Canterbury and Warwick Farm, is what you'll see in 20 years' time. They require hundreds of millions of dollars, which will not be available to the ATC. And we want to reconfigure the Canterbury course proper. We would take down the grandstand there that's long past its useful life to make the space at Warwick Farm. We want on-course stabling, and we also want to an extent reconfigure it. We want to bulldoze the old dilapidated embarrassing level of spectator comfort and member viewing And so, and then we want all new stables at Royal Randwick, and we want investment that we can continue to upgrade and bring our welfare, our members' facilities, our spectator access to world standard. If we don't evolve as a sport and make hard decisions like this, then I sports die, Matt. We're seeing that all around the world, and racing jurisdictions are not immune from that. So we believe we can leapfrog 50 years over the course of the next decade as we reconstruct metropolitan racing.
Well, there's an interesting notionally that the agreement that Racing Victoria had with the MRC about if Sandown was sold, that a large chunk would go to Racing Victoria in order to spread across the sport. Now, this $5 billion you might get for Rose Hill, there's a lot of sensitivity at grassroots level in New South Wales racing that they feel neglected. Is the massive windfall from the sale of Rose Hill only going to be targeted at the things you just mentioned, or could it be used more across as an industry windfall?
Of course it's going to benefit the whole industry. By the way, I don't accept the premise of the question that there's grassroots discontent.
You've got wooden running, we pay
$1 million. We pay $1 million per week extra.
You've got wooden running rails at 40 tracks, Peter. You've got a lot of meetings that are washed out on a whim because they can't sustain. There are a lot of issues with grassroots racing. So, I'm talking about picnics. I'm talking about that level of racing.
Oh, okay. Understood. But we'll save that. You can have that debate with Mr. Volandis in any event. But the import of your question's crucial, Matt, which is the whole industry benefits. We're not so selfish as to think that there won't be a dividend for the whole of the industry. And Racing New South Wales, that's expressed its agreement in principle, has to assess the unsolicited proposal next year from the viewpoint of the whole of the industry. They act independently of government and they act independently of the ATC. So, yes, there's certainly discussions to be had, but we would welcome the opportunity of supporting provincial and country racing.
Peter, Richard Freeman spoke to us about half an hour ago, and he mentioned that he was feeling a little bit vulnerable with what's sort of gone on. He did mention that if it's in the best interest of the sport moving forward, then obviously they're all for that. But in terms of the initial conversations that you've had with the trainers there at Rose Hill, how did they react, and how do you go about ensuring that they feel comfortable throughout the process over the next few years?
Yeah, that's our responsibility. The trainers have been very good, very open. Some of the first reactions range from "it's exciting," quote unquote, or to "well, you'll have no objection," because they can see it's impossible to say no. I know, as you correctly suggested in your introduction, that the loss of Rose Hill is almost unimaginable. But you have to look at what it will bring the industry. We are not a threatened species, but we have to change, we have to evolve, we have to have the best facilities for horses and people alike. So they all understand the objective that you cannot, it's impossible to say no to $5 billion because you can restructure the industry and you can have a purpose built from the ground up, new training centre with everything in metropolitan Sydney that you have at Ballarat and at Cranbourne and Pakenham.
Hey, Peter, just on the process, it's interesting because of the parallel situation with the MRC and the situation with Sandown, and we keep hearing that constitutionally the members, it ultimately comes down to a members' vote at Sandown because the MRC owns Sandown. What's the process regarding ATC and formerly STC, merged members of the ATC entity, that regarding the sale of Rose Hill? Do they have a say in it?
Yes, because it's core land under the Constitution, there will be a vote, and it requires 50 plus one. So it's a majority vote, not a constitutional 75%.
Right. Okay. So is there any indication of through the process of before you spoke to the trainers, was there any discussion with the members or awareness to the members of what the intention might be?
No, we've been operating under a non-disclosure agreement with the government because it's a commercial matter, and it's dealing with property development. So we were very limited until about 4 o'clock yesterday afternoon, and my first port of call at 4 o'clock was to meet the trainers individually, one by one, at Rose Hill.
Hey, Peter, just going back to something that Matty raised earlier in regards to, you know, having a strong number two track. And I understand, obviously, there's going to be investments made in Canterbury and Warwick Farm to try and lift them up to standard and to get them to a level, you know, of equal standing as Rose Hill. But it's easy to say that in theory, but to then convince the punter that it automatically becomes that is another thing. Because you see, when we hold these meetings, you know, both here in Victoria, tracks that aren't the big-name metro tracks, or in New South Wales, that wagering isn't as strong. Is there a bit of a risk associated with this move?
And would it mean that you'd have to make some sort of an upgrade at Randwick where it could accommodate a lot more racing?
Yes, it is a challenge. We will bring Warwick Farm and Canterbury into the 21st century. Remember, the Canterbury track has not been changed since 1864 when it was built. I've gone through the history books. It's the same configuration. And Warwick Farm, as you know, has not been up to standard for many years, doesn't have drainage, and the trainers there operate under a big handicap because there's largely only off-course stabling. So you're right, there's a lot we can do with Canterbury and Warwick Farm to transform them, and that will lead to a reinvigoration of their reputation. However, punters are creatures of habit to a very large extent, and we do need a premium racetrack. So with Racing New South Wales, we are looking at different sites throughout metropolitan race, Sydney.
Your tone is very much looking forward to it charging ahead, and it's all going to happen. But as Richard Freeman said, there are, you know, delicate things along the way, changes of government, the timeline itself. Like, what's your guesstimate on the likelihood of this actually happening?
Very likely.
Right. Right.
But if it doesn't stack up through the course of 2024, then it won't proceed. It would be a lost opportunity, because this is just once in a lifetime. And the only reason our advisors and the market values the racecourse at least $5 billion, and a number of the estimates are higher than that, but we want to be conservative, is because the government will give a Metro West station. That's an underground station up here in Sydney.
Right.
Now, you need 40,000 houses to justify a Metro station, because they're about $200, $300 million to build. And there's a great competition up here with the opening of the Metro West underground rail system for Metro stations. Very, very big competition. Obviously, every suburb wants one.
If is this sort of because the underground car tunnel, you know, the big one that was opened not that long ago, hasn't really worked? Is it seen that an alternative is required by rail, because the log jams are still there because of the large metro, the Western Tunnel?
No, it's unrelated, because the Metro West underground has been under construction for a decade, right, and is on the verge of opening, and now everybody wants extra stations because of the population explosion. With a Metro West station, then Rose Hill, because it's open, it's uncontaminated, there's no neighbours, you would be able to develop it fairly quickly over 10 years. I don't think you'll see the racetrack and training centre finish for five. But with a Metro West station, without a Metro West station, we wouldn't be doing it. It wouldn't be worth our while.
Hey, could you do what the secondary proposal for Sandown is and keep the racetrack and build around it with the surrounding land? Like, the Sandown's got probably over half the land is not the racetrack as part of the precinct. Is there a meet you halfway proposal that might work?
There's a smaller proposal, but it doesn't allow us to transform Sydney racing for 100 years.
Peter, certainly a story that caught us by surprise yesterday, and we're intrigued to see how it all plays out. So we wish you all the best with it, and appreciate you jumping on and sharing some of the details around it with us this morning on Breakfast.
Thanks, Matt. Cheers. Bye.
There's Peter McGoran joining us there, the chairman of the ATC, Matty. So what's your sort of quick snapshot reaction to all of that?
I guess the question is, what would stop it from happening? Given how enthusiastic McGoran seems to be about that this is the thing that can transform us and we can be 100 years ahead of the curve and we can save our bacon and all that, I wonder what the factors against it might be. If the numbers don't stack up, for instance... And I was a bit surprised to hear Richard Freeman say there's only 7 trainers out there. So as far as the, you know, there was 22 at Caulfield, you know, when they moved them. So as far as disruption to livelihoods, that would seem minimal. But I think the brand of Rose Hill is massive.
Yeah,
like, it's Caulfield. You know, it's like closing down Caulfield and saying we can call Geelong Caulfield. So, yeah, interesting one. There's probably a lot more to flesh out, and there's... the member vote too. I mean, the members are going to have to be convinced, who are members in that area out at Parramatta or wherever Rose Hill is, that they can do without a race course nearby. You know, the members of Rose Hill are probably people who mostly live close to that precinct, and are they going to be convinced that not having a local racetrack is a good idea? Is to their benefit? Well, we'll find out, I suppose.